Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Tucson. It is Fresh Start with Dr. Holt. Listen, we are so excited to be with you again this wonderful, beautiful Saturday morning. We're here every Saturday morning at 7:30, every Saturday at the 106 The Groove, and we're always excited to have you here. And we're also excited and thankful for our sponsor, the League of Women Voters, for believing in us and supporting us. And we're just so excited. Listen, we are just so close to our major event, the Fresh Start Expo at the Tucson Convention Center. And so we are so excited. And the heat is on. So we're working really hard. We're grinding really hard to get this going and to get this moving and to be a blessing to our city and to our community. And so we are excited. Listen, you hear me say it all the time. Get your cream of wheat, get your oatmeal, your Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Captain Crunch, your coffee, your mocha latte, whatever you need. It's the Fresh Start Show. It's getting ready to go down. Listen, the Fresh Start Show is a show that speaks into the struggles of those who have been formerly incarcerated and those who are incarcerated. And we want them to know they are our brothers and sisters, too. And you have not been forgotten about. The Fresh Start Show is for you. It's for our brothers and sisters who may be in jail or who may be in state or federal prison. We want you to know this show is for you. We advocate for you. We love you. We care about you. We are here to inspire you, to motivate you, to tell you to pick your head up despite of what you're going through, because change is on the way. Yes, and so we're excited. Thank you for all of our supporters, our partners, those that send mail and letters to us, letting us know that they appreciate the show and the show is a beacon of light for them that gives them hope in the midst of what they're going through. It's very, very, very appreciative to hear from you. And keep those letters coming. Want to hear from you and many more people who really appreciate our show. We're just a couple weeks away. You want to meet me or beat me at the Fresh Start Expo on October 22nd. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Tucson Convention Center. The TCC is the home of the Fresh Start Expo, and we are excited about the things that's getting ready to take place. Listen, you want to be there. Listen, we're going to have the city courts. We're going to have justice courts, superior courts, juvenile courts, the public defender, the county attorney. We're going to have defense attorneys. We're going to be working on helping people get their rights back restored. There's people that have had felonies and been in prison for a long time, and they have not been able to vote for a mighty long time. We're going to fix that on October 22nd. You want to be there. We will tell you, if you want to get your rights restored, you know, you do have to have your certificate of absolute discharge. So make sure right now that you start making those calls to the Department of Corrections, DOC, to Phoenix, and request for you a certificate of absolute discharge. Get that and bring that down so we can help you get your rights restored and help you to get your convictions set aside. Also help you with marijuana convictions. Speaking of that, we're excited about President Biden's new initiative he's doing far as pardoning all those that had federal level had marijuana convictions. And so we salute the president for taking that brave move. It's been a long time. We are in a new day. And we have too many people sitting in prison because of minor marijuana convictions and minor marijuana charges on their background, which and for a long time have created a lot of maladaptive problems for people, especially young people, and especially poor people and black people and brown people when it comes to dealing with the issues of incarceration in the justice system. And for minor crimes, we know in this country that not only do we incarcerate too many people, we certainly incarcerate too many black and brown people and too many poor people. And so we have to speak truth into power. And this is what this show is about. So again, we salute President Biden. This is not about politics. This is not about it being Democrat or Republican. If he was a Republican, Republican president to say, hey, we need to do something about many people being incarcerated for these minor crimes and marijuana convictions, I was saluted. And so it's the same thing with President Biden. So I salute him taking that brave approach to dealing with this and partnering, giving pardons to those who have federal charges and convictions in regards to marijuana. And so too many people have been sitting in prison and having background issues as well, you know, especially if they want to go to the military or those that want to qualify for scholarship for school. These issues have been a major barrier for people to move forward in life. So I just want to salute the president in regards to that, making that first step to decriminalizing marijuana convictions. And so we hope many other states will follow suit to just bring equity and bring equality and justice in regards to these issues as far as justice reform. And so we're here to help people in the state of Arizona. If you have a marijuana conviction, you can get that expunged. So we want to be working with that. What I don't think a lot of times people understand, we're also working with the juvenile court. So let's say you was 15 and 14. You got a son, niece, nephew, made some bad choices when they were a teenager. And they got a felony conviction. You know, that's going to be difficult for them. Number one, getting a job, getting scholarship for school. If they want to join the military, they pretty much won't qualify. And so this is the reason why at Fresh Start, we're working with the juvenile courts to do expungements and seal those backgrounds for young people, for those who have been put into the juvenile's detention center or arrested as a juvenile. So we seal records for young people. I don't think we take an account into that. So Fresh Start is something very prolific, very powerful and impactful of the work that we're doing. And I'm very, very proud of my team, of all the hard work that they put in and day out to help those who have been formerly incarcerated to get a fresh start. You know, not a second chance, not a third chance, not a fourth chance, because let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, many of us have blown our fourth chance, fifth chance, sixth chance. It's just that we didn't get caught. But everybody deserves a fresh start. And so that's what we're excited about. We are excited about giving people a whole new level of moving forward in their life. And so, again, we're going to have the city courts there. We're going to have the juvenile courts there. We're going to have justice courts, superior courts, Pima County attorneys and her prosecuting team. We're going to have defense attorneys and public defenders. Megan Page, our new public defender, will be with us in working with people who have been formerly incarcerated. Our judges will be there from city court to justice court, the justice of the peaces and justice court. Superior Court. So they're going to be there. We're going to be giving out free haircuts. Yes, free haircuts. So my brothers and sisters, you need a haircut, come on down. We're going to make sure we trim you up, get you to looking good so you can perform good. I just left the TCC, did a walk around as far as our floor plan and where people are going to be, where vendors are going to be. Just going down to the TCC in that big, gigantic space and just feeling the power of Fresh Start, feeling the power of being able to help people transform their lives is just amazing. We did it last year, and then it was again, we're doing it. I walked in there today and I was just so amazed of the work and the partnerships, the partnership with Mayor Romero and the city, our city manager, Mike Ortega, that put their trust in me to help bring restoration and healing to our city. It's nothing like helping people that have made some bad choices to restore their life and give them a fresh start again. Everybody deserves a fresh start, no matter who they are, no matter what community they come from, no matter what their race is and ethnicity is and what their socioeconomical status is. Everyone deserves a fresh start. And so we are excited for October 22nd. And so come on down. Meet us there. Beat us there. We're going to be there. Real quickly, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. One of our sponsors, the League of Women Voters, and I will come right back.
Did you know there are 10 propositions on the November ballot? The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson invites you to learn about all 10 initiatives, their effects, and pros and cons on October 15th at 10 a.m. by Zoom. The League of Women Voters encourages you to get informed about the ballot questions you will decide. October 15th at 10 a.m. Visit lwvtucson.org to register. That's lwvtucson.org.
All right. We're back, guys. We're back. And so talking about the Fresh Start event, there's another great opportunity is we are partnering with the Pima County One Stop that's going to give us a job fair for felons. And so we're going to be helping those with background issues because they have a felony to connect with felony friendly employers. So we will have felony friendly employers at this expo on October 22nd. We were also going to be helping people with putting a resume together. We will have laptops and we will have equipment with people who may not have a resume or may not even know how to put a resume together. The Pima County One Stop training crew is going to help you to do that. On top, we're going to be connecting you with some employers that's looking for some great employees. And so we're trying to make a good match for our friends who have been formerly incarcerated. And so if you have background issues, make sure you come down to this event because we're also going to be helping those that's looking for jobs, those who need employment, to be getting connected with an employer that will give them a fresh start. We will have housing there. So we know that's the next big thing is sometimes when you have a background issue, it's very, very, very difficult to get housing and get to get a house or to rent an apartment and to lease. And so we're going to be having the city housing department with us at the Fresh Start as well. So many, many great things that's going to take place. And so on that Saturday, let's say that you want to come down, but you don't have a babysitter. We have an answer for that. We're going to remove that barrier. We're going to provide child care for free, no charge, for free. The Girl Scouts of America is going to partner with us this year to watch your babies while you go take care of your business. I mean, there's nothing like the Fresh Start Expo out of the entire nation. And we're thankful for many of the reentry organizations and programs that are out there that's doing, that's grinding, that's helping people. But make no mistake, there's nothing like the Fresh Start movement. I look at it as a movement. If we are an event, we are an organization, we are a nonprofit, but Fresh Start is also a movement of giving people a fresh start in life. Our mission statement is where everyone deserves a new beginning, and everybody do need a new beginning. And so we're excited for the great things that's going to be coming. Mayor Romero will come down and be one of our speakers. We're going to have many different speakers throughout the entire event coming up and just talking about how their life have turned around. And we're going to have some of our judges coming and talking about why they are working with us and why they are helping people when they're coming out of prison. I think a lot of times we think of judges, the first thing we think about is, you know, when they have to convict us and sentences us after the guilty verdict of a jury of our peers. We're used to the judge putting us in prison, where I have judges who are willing to work to be the solution and help people when they come out of prison and help people from going into the prison system. One of the things we're doing with the city courts and justice courts is we're doing warrant resolution. You heard me, warrant resolution. Well, Dr. Hope, what does that look like? I'm glad you're asking. I'm going to tell you. What it looks like is if you have a pending warrant, you know, maybe you got a ticket out there and maybe you forgot about it, and or maybe you had a court date and didn't show up. 9 times out of 10, you probably have a failure to appear, which means you're probably going to have a warrant, you know, and you can get pulled over for a traffic violation or get pulled over maybe because your tail light is out and they run your tags and your driver's license. And that warrant pops up. Guess what's going to happen? That police officer is going to put handcuffs on you And put you in the backseat of his car, take you down to the county jail and book you, and they're going to tow your car. And so it really gets a little crazy. You don't want to be going through that process, having your car sitting in a tow, racking up fees every single day, $30 a day, trying to bail out of jail, trying to find money to bail out. Then you got to find money to get your car out, because you don't get your car out, there's going to rack up more fees. And then a lot of times people don't know, after a while, you let your car sit in long enough, the towing company can get a title for your property, put a lien on your property and take your car. So, you don't want to go through that. So a warrant is bigger than just looking over your back. If you get arrested and you sit in jail long enough, you're probably going to lose your job, right? You lose your job, you lose income. You lose income, you lose your home. You lose your home, you lose your car. I think you see how this really works. And that's why we have to have justice reform. That's why we have to have bail reform. It gets ugly. So one thing about Fresh Start is we have our city courts and our justice courts working with us to help people with warrants. If you are driving around this city with a warrant, looking over your back, taking a risk to go to jail, that is just nonsense. We are here to help you. There's no reason why your brother, your sister, your son, daughter, niece, nephew, cousin is taking that risk when we can help you. And the crazy thing about it is it doesn't cost you anything. It's absolutely free. So I don't want to hear anybody talking about in the city, I don't have time to do that. No, you got to make the time, whatever is important to you. And I think it's important to you to stop driving around with a suspended license. I think it's important to stop driving around knowing that you have a warrant for your arrest. Stop driving around knowing that you can have your freedom taken away. Take care of your business. Do it for you. Do it for your children. Do it for your family. It's important that we do all what we can to make a difference. So just know at Fresh Start, if you have failure to appear and you probably have a warrant, we got some judges that are going to work with you. We are not looking to arrest anybody. We're not looking to put handcuffs on you. So if you're thinking like, oh, this is just a setup, they're here out to get me, that's not it at all. We want to help you. I've already made partnerships with our prosecutor, our county attorney's office, our city attorney's office, and with our public defenders. You know, we are not trying to arrest you. We're not trying to set you up and haul you off to jail. That's not what we're here for. We want to help you not be incarcerated, not be sitting in jail. Do you not know there's a lot of people sitting in the county jail for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, and can't post bail? No, you don't want that to be you. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you, you do not want that to be you. You do not want that to be a member of your community. You do not want that to be a member of your church and congregation. You do not want that to be a member of your family. Do not go through that. We have the resources. We have the judges that's going to work with you. Even court fees and fines. You know, we have people that are like, man, you know, I got court fees and fines. It's tough to pay that. I'm trying to keep food on the table. I'm trying to keep a roof over my head. Listen, we are here to help you. Okay, so when you go to court, you're going to come to the TCC. That's where the court is going to be. We're not going to give you a court date to go downtown to the courthouse. Courthouse is coming to the TCC. So take advantage of that. Judges will be there. And they're trying to be restorative. They're working to be restorative judges and helping people get back on their feet. So if you have those issues, suspended driver's license. Last year, we helped many people. Last year, the last year's Fresh Start, we helped many people that had suspended license get their license back reinstated. We got a lot of people driving around with suspended license. You know, you're taking a chance getting pulled over, getting a traffic stop, getting a ticket. And, you know, in this state, you can't drive without your driver's license, without driving privileges. You know, you're probably going to get your car towed. So let's not go down that road. Let's fix some things. The time is now. So October 22nd, do not waste any time. Put that on your calendar. Make sure you go to our social media, our Facebook, Fresh Start International Facebook. We have our flyer there. Go to our website, www.freshstart.com. www.freshstartint.com. That is www.freshstartint.com. It is there. Go to the website, get all the information that you need. But here, listen, we're here to help. We're here to uplift. We're here to encourage. We're here to inspire. We're here to motivate. That's what we hear. My brothers and sisters who's in the prison system right now, you may be on your way trying to come out. Listen, don't lose hope. Don't be disappointed. Don't give up. You keep on fighting a good fight of faith. Keep having hope. Keep believing in yourself. Things will turn around. Listen, so again, we're excited. I can't say it enough. Where are we going to be? At the Tucson Convention Center. We will be at the TCC. We start at 9 a.m. So please do not come. Don't sleep in on that Saturday and come around 1 o'clock because we're going to be closing up and we're going to be gone. Okay? So you need to be getting up early. You need to get down here. We're opening the doors at 9 a.m. I would say start getting down here around 8:30, 8:45. And be one of the first to start seeing a judge, be the first to start seeing a justice of the peace, and talking to a few of our attorneys that's going to be there. There's nothing like us, absolutely nothing like us in the nation. Right now, I'm getting requests to do a fresh start in the Phoenix area, Maricopa County, because we have so many people, just like in Pima County, that need this type of help, that need this type of support, you know. So we're also growing. We're also expanding. You know, I got an inbox. Somebody said, can we have something like this in Alabama? I had another group say, can we do something like this in Atlanta, Georgia? Absolutely. We're growing. We are expanding. And so the need is there, without a doubt. The need is there. And so we're building our partnerships. Matter of fact, I'm looking for a few more sponsors for our radio show. It costs money to keep coming every Saturday morning, talking about the issues that's in prison. I think this show is really, really powerful. There's no show in Arizona like us that talks about the issues of incarceration, talking about real justice reform, talking about what people experienced in prison. You know, I think we need to consider the mental health and behavior health. A lot of times people come out of prison, they have PTSD, they have paranoia, they have anxiety, they have depression, schizophrenia, substance abuse, you know, using drugs, you know, to cope with the pain of have their life being changed and their brains has been rewired. So listen, we can go on all kind of different spectrums and we come to working with people who have been formerly incarcerated. But the big thing is we want to help you. We want to help people heal. We want to help people have restoration, get back integrated with their loved ones or with their family. I mean, the sky is the limit. So every Saturday morning, always remember us. We are on 106 The Groove. We are here every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. And we're just excited about what we can do and looking at new ways of partnering, looking at how we can work with other organizations and agencies that's doing some reentry work, which is important because we do a lot of the cleaning up of the backgrounds. It's hard for them to qualify for programs if they still have these background issues. And so that's what makes Fresh Start really, really, really important in this work of reentry, because if they have these convictions and they have these felony convictions, they're going to continue to have issues as far as moving forward in their future. And that's why we're here. We're here to make sure that we empower them, we inspire them and motivate them to make a difference and get that fresh start that they deserve. Okay. And so getting closer out of time. So remember, we're here every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. at 106 The Groove. Tell your neighbor, tell your friend, tell a family member. When you go to church on this coming Sunday, let them know. Tell your pastor, tell family members at your church. Fresh Start is going down on October 22nd. We're going to be here. Heck, I don't care if you fill up the church van, fill up the church bus, and bring people who are having issues in your congregation down to the Fresh Start event, the Fresh Start Expo on October 22nd. We will be there at 9 o'clock. Show up early. We're not going to take a whole lot of time. We're letting you out of the one. So, again, we look forward to seeing you. Thank you for all of our supporters being with me every Saturday morning, 7:30. I will see you next Saturday. Let's continue to help people get a fresh start. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.